All right, all in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion stands. And I appreciate this, and, you know, I think, and, you know, the at some level, the way it functions is there's an element of trust that goes on between, you know, the assessor, you know, from at least we're limited scope. We're here, you know, we're here extremely limited time, right? So, but typically, you know, we want to have a high level of trust for the office, so we're going to assume that whatever you present is whatever is presented, that we're not investigating every single little thing. And
we appreciate that, too, because it makes our job a whole lot easier. Yeah. And that's why I try to put it in that format when I give you something like the other day. I try to pencil it out where it's very transparent and very much there. So.
Yeah. And I think it's important that we have, you know, a significant level of trust for the taxpayer, that it always defaults to that we always assume that they are telling us what is correct. But, you know, as Ronald Reagan says,
trust but verify.
Yeah. But he was talking about the Russians, yeah. You know. He wasn't talking about our Taney County citizens, right? But I get it, in our world, we do that. Okay, so I do have a couple other just number one, I make a motion that whatever is left with no decisions made, that would be denied.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second to tie up some business there. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I'm going to make a motion that, and this is, I'm going to make a motion that we reinstate the last 3 years of exemptions, of BOE exemptions within the system. And I realize that's a mass motion that might require Ulrich, but that's, in my estimation, a concession of the decisions that have been made over the course of decades that I think some of those still haven't had changes to it. So there's a motion on the table to re-implement the exemptions of the last 3 years. Those are BOE decisions.
So when they do that, are they overriding what you did this year?
No. Any BOE decision that is subsequent to those 3 years, including this year, trumps what had happened. That way we're not the people that were missed somewhere in that.
So they would roll off 18, or 19 would roll off next year?
So I'm saying 2018, 2019, 2020. So the last 3 years. 20. The last 3 years.
But 18 would roll off next year.
Well, I don't see any reason why we would just carbonically eliminate an exemption unless there's a reason. So you can't, Kenny, what's your input?
What are you talking about exemptions?
Okay.
I mean, there's like a whole lot of different exemptions. Are you talking like the properties that were exempt?
I'm not talking about. I'm not talking tax exempt. I mean that. But I'm talking. What is a BOE decision classified as within the system?
Now it should be classified as a BOE decision.
What was it in prior years?
Well, last year it was a BOE decision. Prior years it was put in as an override.
Okay. So what would be the proper term?
So the way you worded your motion by putting back all the exemptions, I mean, I don't know what part you're talking about. There's parts inside of it where we go down through and make everything exempt, put an override value in there for stipulations, BOE, what have you. You're talking about, you don't realize how many parcels are done that way.
Okay, here's the spirit of what I'm trying to get at, okay? BOE decisions and overrides had been removed over the course of all. I get that it might be challenging to get all that data back. I don't think it ever should have been done in the first place. And we saw multiple of our time, of our time taken this year with decisions that we made last year and the previous year. And I'm not trying to harp on this, but it is a reality. If we hadn't remembered some of these, we maybe remembered a few that we went back and addressed. But there's, out of 3 years, if we have an average of 120 appeals, it's a fraction of what we did this year, 550 something, but there's hundreds there, so just in our last 3 years.
You're just talking about the people that come to BOE. You're not talking about everything in the...
frankly, I think if there was work done on that property, and unless something changed with that property, then that shouldn't have changed. But, and this is where we kind of started out this whole BOE session, but we had multiples this year that were before us last year because these were wiped. Yes, Susan.
We explained to you, though, that in order to use this computer program, we had to do that. Do you want us to go find a new computer program and start all over from scratch? Because we cannot use this and use the calculate buttons or anything to check our work. And I think it's more detrimental to have mistakes in there. I think more people were hurt by those than not.
Then if that was the case, then why, when I ask you what you meant by exemptions and what you did, you said, I did away with all the favors and grudges of the past. Why didn't you explain that I can't do it in this system? And then what changed this year to what was done in 2020, 2019, 2018, and 2017?
I couldn't erase anything that was BOE that was locked, because there's a little checkbox. If you look on, I don't know if you can see it on those, there's a box that says BOE. As long as it's checked, you can't make any change to it at all.
So can't you, I understand that if something changes with that property and you need to go in and do something, then you had to wipe all of them in order to address that one?
The exemptions we took out were things that applied percentages that kept them artificially low. That's where that left, that exemption. And there's overrides. And again, with those overrides and those types of exemptions, you can't do what the software developer meant the system to do. You cannot calibrate it. You can't recheck if somebody's forgotten to push a button. And everyone else who's using Ulrich, all the other assessors, they at least do that once a year. They push that calculate button because, again, if you're out in the field and you're working on stuff and you're adding things in, if you don't push the button in the right sequence, your work is lost. It's just frozen there, which is how we got one person with, two houses next to each other, one at $1.94 and one at $1,100 assessed, because that person who went out forgot to push the add-up button and bring it over. And so it never got pulled in. And so then every year when that calculate button would have come in and caught that mistake, it couldn't be done because it was disconnected. So I'm not sure how Wesley's going to do these BOEs this year, but again, they're going to have a box that's checked that freezes that. But if he goes in and he puts them in a certain way as overrides, I'm not sure on his side if it will mess me up. But I know from my side where previous assessors did overrides and exemptions, it messed it up so that we can't use the computer system. And so then I am forced to move to another computer system.
Is it just for language sake, is it an exemption or is it an override?
I think instead of using the word exemption or override, I think think in your motion you should say BOE decisions.
Okay.
Yeah, BOE, because I don't think there's as many as you think when it comes to the BOEs, because those are locked.
Are those locked forever?
Yeah, until we take the thing off. So, like, I just ran across one for one of these, and it was at 2017 locked.
But it's not locked.
And
now
I have to uncheck it.
They're all white, because that's why we were dealing with...
No.
Well, I can see where... And I was just thinking, like, the Grand Palace. I don't know where that is. Has that been reassessed based on the...
Yes.
The new... Okay.
Aquarium.
It was a BOE property.
You're
going to
set
it back?
Was it a BOE before?
Oh, yeah.
And it was probably a very low value.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's been reassessed. I mean, I'm saying it needs to be reassessed. Yeah.
Right. And the state actually came out and did that with us.
Okay.
So if you do the motion and you roll it all, you're going to...
I don't think we did. We didn't do... We're talking 3 years BOE decisions. I mean, that's a...
But do they roll off after, like...
They don't roll off.
They don't roll off at all.
We did that, or we're saying, like... I mean, I'm just, for my own sake...
It's not... in it's, go ahead, Kenny.
I don't know when the last year Grand Palace was at BOE, you know.
We could look it up. We could just look up the aquarium.
Let's look at it. I'm trying to find it.
It's called Branson Entertainment.
You're right there.
Right there.
And see that one part there? It's a part that's been split off of the Grand Palace. And that's a TIF now.
So that's the aquarium, the other part.
Don't the aquarium people own the Grand Palace?
They own all of it.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
This here's the aquarium.
So that value is, I mean, I think that's, they spend a lot more on that than...
So if you go into the Branson Entertainment, can you see what the PVAL is on it?
Let me see if I can jot this number down.
You can just go into Ulrich and type in Branson Entertainment. It's the only thing that's going to come up.
Yeah, yours works different than mine.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to do that or not.
Branson Entertainment.
See, mine's just going to show me which ones have BOEs.
Oh, okay.
I have to have the parcel number to look it up. So.
Or the... I mean, you could, what about the old Ball Numbers Theater? What's it assessed at now?
It's right on up there. We picked up Wonder Works this year. We picked up the aquarium this year.
Yeah. But they were old, at least it was a Grand Palace, an old BOE.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Grand Palace has been to the BOE more than once.
Yeah.
That parcel is, it didn't exist before 2021.
Well, you just took the corner. You took the number from the corner. Did you notice that on your beacon map? You just took the little teeny piece, that number that you had. Mm-hmm. If you go back to beacon, you'll see that you had highlighted.
I'm on the main one now.
Okay.
So that's the Grand Palace, right? So that was set at 2.27 for several years.
That was many years ago. All right, yeah. Many. 2015 wasn't many, but...
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, if we do...
In 2013, if you got the BOE...
So if people didn't show up and they missed it, it's not like it's a forever thing. They can just come into our office and appeal, and we go in front of the commission and say, assessor error. But I don't think you're going to
A lot of people don't